Prehistoric period. The tour begins in the prehistoric period. Firstly, you can see stone tools used for everyday activities such as hunting, handling food, or manipulating the surrounding environment. They are also thought to have been employed in the survival and defense of the species. The oldest pieces, the characteristic Acheulean bifaces, are around 300,000 years old. The size of the stones gradually evolved towards pieces that were smaller but much more effective, such as arrowheads. By the Neolithic period, the tools were polished, with axes and hoes created to meet the new demands of forestry and agriculture. The discovery and use of metal is strongly linked to the concept of armament. First copper, then bronze and other alloys, and particularly iron, gave rise to a wide variety of implements, used not only for work, but also decoration, defense, attack, and certain rituals. Chronologically, this occurred between 6000 and 200 BC. Some tools formerly made of stone were now fashioned of metal, and new pieces were designed. You can see axes, knives, daggers, spearheads, and swords of various types. We recommend you take a moment to observe the topped section of the cabinet, where Montebernorio daggers and a sheath can be found, named after the archaeological site at Palencia in which they were first discovered. They are exceptional items. They show a high level of complexity in their decoration, and there are very few known specimens. It has been established that they were used between the 4th and 2nd centuries BC, and were carried at the waist on a leather belt. They measured between 20 and 30 centimetres, depending on the period. If you turn your eyes to the lower section of the cabinet, you can see several items known as falcatas. These were curved swords made from iron, originating in the east of the Iberian Peninsula. The examples exhibited here are classified as Almedinilla falcatas due to their resemblance to those found during the excavation of an Iberian tomb at the Los Collados necropolis at Almedinilla, Córdoba. Like these, they have a hilt shaped like an animal and a blade with two sharp edges that is covered with grooves to make it lighter without losing strength.